कृपा सिंधु पति पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञैराधीतं नहि माम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा सम डिवोटीज आर इन कन्फ्यूजन व्हाट इज अचिंत भेदाभेद तत्व सम आर थिंकिंग दैट वी कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड दिस इट इज बियॉन्ड अवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग इट इज अवांग मनुष्यो गोचर सो वी कैनॉट नो इट हाउ इज द डिफरेंस एंड नॉन डिफरेंस एट द सेम टाइम हाउ इट कैन बी सो ऑलवेज दैर एंड कंफ्यूजन व्हाट इज दिस थिंग इफ यू कैनॉट नो दिस by reminding and meditating thus our heart will be clear and then it will be like bhakti or anything so I think that this should be first clarified what you have idea about this In two things. What are these two matters, things, which are different or not different? What is that? Not jeev. Shakti and Shaktiman. With Shakti, that chit jagat, jad jagat and jeev all are shakti are coming from shakti are the parinam of shakti chit jagat is parinam of chit shakti all the jeev conditioned soul are all kinds of soul liberated soul coming from Shakti or Shakti has been transferred into Jivas and this whole world from Achit Shakti or Jad Shakti that is Jad Shakti has been transferred into whole this world. So Shakti or power And the things which have been transferred by Shakti and between Brahma, there is difference and non-difference. Clarify. I'm telling.
And as energies.
Energy means jad jagat aur usse jo parinam jo hua. जीव और जो जड़, इन दोनों से शक्ति एंड द थिंग्स कमिंग फ्रॉम शक्ति,
ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन
बोथ, एंड वन साइड इज ब्रह्मा, दैट इज कृष्णा. देयर इज नॉन डिफरेंस एंड डिफरेंस. शक्ति शक्ति मतोर अभेद इट हैज बीन टोल्ड, चेतनश्चेतना नाम इट हैज बीन टोल्ड. सो जीव इज चेतन, बट द थिंग्स विच आर नॉट चेतन, विद देम ऑल्सो भेद एंड अभेद. लाइक दिस इज जड़ एंड वी आत्मा सोल आर चेतन, एंड दिस थिंग एंड चेतन फ्रॉम हूम कमिंग, फ्रॉम पावर ऑफ कृष्ण. सो विद देम कृष्ण इज सम भेद एंड अभेद. इट हैज बीन टोल्ड इन ऑल शास्त्र, इन ऑल वेदाज उपनिषदाज एवरीवेयर. एकम एव अद्वितीयम, बोथ हैज बीन टोल्ड इन दिस एकम, एंड आफ्टर दैट अद्वितीयम, द्वितीयम ऑल्सो देयर, विदाउट द्वितीयम अ विल नॉट बी देयर. सो एवरीवेयर it has been told in Vedas and Upanishads. How to reconcile? He told that jeev souls are chetan vastu, but they are covered with this very insignificant power like jad. How? We cannot think. But it can be think. It can be
understood.
How? By the words of our Guru Parampara, or the books taken in Guru Parampara, we can understand. But without the help, we cannot understand all these things. Achinta means we cannot understand this meaning is wrong. We can understand only by the help of Amnayavak. But without help we cannot understand. So it is achinta. We take poison and we die. And we take milk or anything like nectar and we don't die. Why? Why fire has a power to burn anything? Why anyone cannot define? So every matter or anything has some achinta power, achinta shakti. So here I wanted to tell only this. Achinta means we cannot know, that is why achinta not. We can understand by the help of our Guru Parampara words. This is the thing. Achha, we want to long time to make you all understand easily, and I know that all cannot
understand.
Those who are so intelligent, they can. But bhakti is very easy for all. If anyone not knowing achinta bheda bheda, but chanting and remembering, very easily we can go out of this, cross this thoughts. But we should know for preaching, certainly. If you are going to preach, you will have to know all these things. Otherwise you cannot preach. And if you are not knowing, and you are chanting, remembering. But after some time, if a bad association will come, you will be changed. You will give up chanting, remembering, doing devotional service. So, chitte na kara alas. So we should try to know all these things. Otherwise, our bhakti will be very weak and we can be covered with maya. Plain from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita Charing Chirat. Yesterday in my class. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, when his lila was over in Dwapar Yug, he is thinking something that since when I came in Sachinandan Gauranguru, prema bhakti has not been given to anyone. Jathest bihari Krishna kare antar dhyan kari mane kare anuman. 13. So, without bhakti, the world cannot be shaped. But
Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus: for a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
Any part? Nothing. Much. Aishwarya jnanete sab jagat misri aishwarya sithile preme nahi mora pita.
Everywhere in the world people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, but simply by following such regulative principles one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Brajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me.
In this world, we can offer some flowers in the lotus feet of Krishna, Jagannath, and other deities. Or, you know the history of Dhruva. He went in the forest and he took initiation from Nadrishi. And he was in meditation 6 months. Even he left water and even air, very hard austerities. Anyone has never seen or heard like this. And after that, Narayan came and he gave benediction. What benediction? He gave that you should be the king, emperor of the whole world for 36,000 years. And he disappeared. Then Dhruv began to weep. Oh, what I have done wrong. Repenting and repenting. Why I took this benediction? This is a very low thing,
insignificant,
these things, and all are nashwar,
perishable,
are dethroned. Why I could not have a benediction for bhakti to serve him? So, Dhu is doing meditation. Prahlad Maharaj, Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Satkham Atmanivedanam is doing. And what Ambarish Maharaj? He is doing the same thing, but more refined. Through by this bhakti, he received only worldly things. And Prahlad Maharaj, what he? Only he used to see Brahma everywhere, in all. And in Brahma all, sometimes praying, but not serving, eternally serving. He could not receive the eternal service of Bhagavan. And Ambarish Maharaj, he was king, but even he had nothing to do with kingdom and managing everything. He gave all management to his priests and commander-in-chief and prime ministers and all, and he engaged his whole senses in Krishna consciousness. But it was a Vaidhi bhakti. He may attain Vaikunth Lok. He may have some liberation. These liberation are of five kinds. You know perhaps all what? Samipya, Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, Sarsti, and Vanyas. In this, Saija is like a coarse, very bad thing. So any kinds of bhakta, even Dhruva will not take, Prahlad Maharaj will not take, Ambarish, any one of these bhaktis will not. They hate from all these things. Only the sadhus, like demons, like Shankaracharya, following Shankaracharya, or Ashtavakra, or some like Vasishtha, they can have this mukti salvation to be mixed in Brahma. So any bhakta will not take, but some bhakta can take remaining four. The remaining four has been divided into two: Sukhaiswajya Uttara and Prem Seva Uttara. What you say? Sukhaiswajya Uttara, only to realize some happiness eternally forever, not serving. Only there will be no atyantak dukh nivritti reva mukti. There will be no any suffering, sorrows, worldliness, and all these things. For this they take Samipya, Sarupya, Salokya, and Sarsti. They can take. And others, not for this, to serve. To serve whom? Narayan, who is the abode of all opulence. No? If Narada is going to Vaikuntha, anyone Jaya Vijaya are there, they will do pranam, sashtanga. They will not go nearer to lotus feet of Narayan, because Lakshmi is there, they can. If they will go, then maybe furious Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is also not sitting on his same Shringasan.
Lower down.
And
massaging
his foot. Like, oh Prabhu. Anyone go, Sanak Sanandan will go, but lying to doing so. Narayan will not embrace them, or they cannot embrace. If Narayan will be ready to embrace, they will run away. So, after this, we can go to Ram, but Ram can embrace. But after embracing, they will fall down on the feet of Ram. Like Sita, his wife, but always fearing Sita. Ram can, at any time, can leave. And will tell that, oh, you can go to forest. Always. Lakshman is brother, but he cannot sit on the same throne with Ram. Never. Bharat doing chamar bhajan like this, Shatrughna like this. All are serving. There are some friends, Vibhishan and Sugriv. But the friends like servant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, whole world having this Aishwaryagan, opulence. So by the bhakti, the fruit of the bhakti up to this, it cannot cross this limitation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this, to give Vaikuntha or give liberation or to serve Narayan with opulence. Oh Prabhu, always like doing. And begging something. That you should give me prema bhakti, like this. Oh, who you are doing bhakti of Ram, and oh Prabhu, you should come. But in Raganuga bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us and sprinkles us, and he has come to give this prema bhakti. He is more superior than this. He wants to become a mother like Yashoda, to twist the ears of Krishna. And to give something benediction to, you should be. I will go to Nanda Bhavan and I will Mangalam Bhavatu, Mangalam Bhavatu to Krishna. Oh, you should live long, you should. To give this benediction. Like friends. You are sleeping still, sun is so high. All the cows are there, hammering from you, for you, and you are here sleeping, they jumped on the bed of Krishna, and they took in his arms, and began to do some abuse, like, abuse?
Abuse.
Not insult.
No, abuse.
Scolding.
Friendship.
Oh, share. Like all these some very friendly terms. So, Mahaprabhu sprinkled this mercy. More than that, beloved mood of gopis, more superior or supermost, this mood. World has no any sense for these things. What is this? So I have not sprinkled all these things in any my incarnation or with my any one devotee, like Ramanuja Madhvar Vishnu Swami. So I want to give this to world a new thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, Krishna is thinking this thing. सकल जगते मोर करे विधि भक्ति बधि भक्ति ब्रज भाव नहीं पाइते नहीं शक्ति यू शुड मीनिंग स्वामी जी आई वांट टू टेल यू इन द वर्ड्स ऑफ स्वामी जी दैट व्हाट ही इज टेलिंग Some are telling that Swamiji has never told of, our Gurudev has never told all these things.
He did not come to preach
this thing. But I know that he has come only to preach this thing, not to any Vaidhi Bhakti. But he has quoted all these things, but he has not quoted. Like Krishna came and he all the demons he
killed.
But Krishna has never killed anyone. Ignorant matter can say like this. Krishna never killed any demon. He had not come to make Yuga Dharma establish. Never he came. But it has been told. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam dharma santhapanarthaya. He has not come to establish dharma. It is the duties of whom? Mahavishnu. Who is Mahavishnu? Oh? Krishna, Swayangru. Then, Baldev Prabhu, Swayang Prakash. From him, Mahasankarsan, Vaibhav Prakash. From Baldev Prabhu, Mahasankarsan, Sankarsan, Mool Sankarsan there in Dwarka. And from Mool Sankarsan, Mahasankarsan in Vaikuntha. And from Mahasankarsan, Karnabdishai Vishnu, this Vishnu. And from him, Garbhodasai. From Garbhodasai, this. Khirodasai or all the incarnations like Vaman, Kurma, Barat, Parshuram, even Ram sometimes also. Even Krishna sometimes comes from this Garbhodasai. Yeah, Garbhodasai, sometimes Khirodasai. But it has been told by Garbhodasai. Even Krishna, who Krishna? Yugavatar Krishna. Not Vrajendranandan. There are two Krishna. One comes in only Dwapar Yug when Krishna is not there. But like Krishna, not in that shape, with Bansi and all. His name is Krishna and his duties to Dharma Samstha. So much difference. Tata Yusurit.
Everywhere in the world people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, Vaidhi Bhakti. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration, but devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. And there's a purport.
Yeah. Any purport?
After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed He had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. One may understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship Him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Brajabhumi.
Very important thing. Very important.
Only this point they make a criticism.
One cannot understand the dealing.
So
of the
try
Lord.
To understand these things of Swamiji.
So much is written. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrindavan simply by executing the ritualistic regulative principles.
What are the regulative principles? To make temples. To write books, to distribute books, to manage all these things, to make gardens, cow sheds, schools and colleges, especially gurukuls, By this, anyone cannot go there. And he has come for that very thing. But he saw that all world is covered with Maya and greed. So I must cut something. But he is not cutting. His external modes and energies are cutting all these things. But eternal
internal
mode and energies are doing what? This thing. So clearly we should try to know all these things. Then?
By following scriptural injunctions.
And that is why it is external, that is why all are quarreling among them. Anyone has no honor or belief for anyone. And so many are going deviated. If with these things, what Swamiji told them, ordered them to do, if everything was going on, and if developing this thing, then anyone has not to deviate, and all things were all right, what he had done. But only they have checked all these things. Don't hear all these things. If you are here, then you are go to hell. And you are Sahajiya. Then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is Sahajiya, Rupa Goswami is most Sahajiya. Important Sahajiya, and Swamiji himself is Sahajiya. We want to. So, in the really Sahajiya, what is? Krishna Prem is Sahajiya. But those who want to exercise with external body, they are prakriti sahajiya. They are not sahajiya, really. Artificial way that we are in the shape of male and hiding the